Well, welcome into PhiladelphiaEagles.com as we are here with the Eagles' second-round pick, Eric Rowe. And, Eric, I'm going to start with this. You may not know that you and I have a bit of a history together. It's impossible for you to remember the craziness of the pre-draft process. But we talked at the Senior Bowl, and I asked you then who the best player you faced this year was, and you said Nelson Aguilar. Now the two of you guys are together.
I know. That's crazy. I've been saying that to all teams, and now we're teammates. So it's a good thing.
So I think Eagles fans very excited about that. But what was the pre-draft process like for you? I'm not sure that people were aware of you coming into the draft process. Obviously, you made a bit of a name for yourself at the Senior Bowl, then at the Combine. Do you feel like that sort of helped you out a little bit?
I feel like it did. Really being invited to the Senior Bowl, playing the best against the best receivers, best quarterbacks, best running backs, really kind of got my name out there a little bit. And then really Combine, I think, it really shot up. I don't know if I did anything special after the Combine during the interviews. I was just going there just being myself, and I just kept seeing my name just keep rising, and it really led me to here.
How hectic was it for you going from one place to another, hearing your name in the news, all stuff like that?
It was hectic, but after a while, I really just had to kind of let it go, because it was a lot. But my dad kept me updated. He was the one searching my name.
He had Google alerts for your name,
that. So I would just focus on working out, staying in shape, and he really did all the searching for me.
So you must be very excited then to be able to actually get back to the real business of football this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I'm very excited. I was watching my friends down there spring practice, and saw the spring game over Twitter and stuff, and I was like, man, I want to be back on that field.
So going into the draft, we sort of heard from Eagles brass that they were looking for guys who fit the size, speed characteristics, the position specific characteristics, and also the character. Clearly you check all three of those boxes. One of the things that impresses me the most is you stepped in and started as a true freshman at Utah, started for 3 years at safety, then made the transition to cornerback as a senior. But speak to your ability to be able to step in right away as a true freshman and get on the field in the Pac-12.
It really does say a lot about my coach at the time, Morgan Scali, how much trust he had in me. But then again, I did put a lot of work knowing the defense, getting myself ready for really the Pac-12, because really coming out of high school, that gap is pretty big.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, it's pretty big. So, really just I really give credit to him really having a lot of trust in me being on the field. And now really here, I feel like I have a great opportunity to do the same thing. So I feel like I'm put, a lot more work in.
What was the toughest part of that jump from high school to college?
Really not the speed of the game, because really Texas football is a big thing.
Right.
But really just like the size of the players. I came out, I was like only 180, like a stick, playing safety, trying to hit running backs. And I was bouncing off, so I knew that offseason I had to get in the weight room. But I feel like that was like the biggest gap between high school and college.
And so what do you expect will be the biggest jump from college to the NFL? Do you think it'll be the same thing?
Maybe not size-wise, but speed-wise now. Yeah. I for sure the speed of the game is a lot, it's faster.
Right.
But I know every receiver is the best of the best now. In college, you had a few that are they're all right. But now it's, doesn't matter who you line up against. He's, he's probably the best at his school, the best in his conference. So that's probably the gap there.
I know you get asked a lot about whether or not you think you'll be a corner or a safety, but I'm wondering how much you think the 3 years as a safety prepared you to play corner on the outside your senior season. What helped the transition from your experience at safety?
Really the mentality I brought to the corner position. Being at safety, you have to be physical. You can't be soft, or everyone sees it, they'll score. So really bringing that physical mentality to the corner spot, but also really the knowledge of the defense, because at safety I had to know who had what gap, how the coverage works, where the backers go. So bringing that to the corner spot, it allowed me to really, during zone drops, I know, okay, if the receiver goes to a dig, I know the linebacker is going to drop in that area, so I don't have to worry about the dig route. So really I can narrow down my routes to know really which who was in my zone and which one I would take.
In terms of if you are on the outside, we've sort of been talking about it throughout the weekend, but, the Eagles are going to be playing that press man, getting up on receivers. You feel like you do that pretty well? You're physical enough at the line?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's probably about like 90-95% of the reps of right. our man coverage in Utah was press. So really coming to this scheme where they play press, I'm really familiar with it, and I'm ready to get going.
And so now you come into a division with the likes of DeSean Jackson, Dez Bryant, Odell Beckham. Should be fun for you at least.
That's literally the best of the best right there.
Right.
So, you know, I love competition, you know, especially when it's high competition like this. I feel like my mental game, you know, I raise it up even higher, so I can't wait to go against them.
We like to ask guys who you think sort of your game is similar to in the league. We talked to the senior bowl. He said Cam Chancellor at safety. How about a cornerback?
At cornerback, I don't know who I can compare myself to, but I do, like, I love to watch Revis, how he plays this man. Very patient at the line, knows when to use his hands, and you know, top end of the routes, know when to drop his hips. So, you know, I watch a lot of tape on him, you know, whatever tape I can get. I really would like to pattern after him.
All right, so Eric Rowe, you said before that you've never really been to the East Coast before. We welcome you to Philadelphia. We'll get you used to the city, get you back on the football field next week. But for now, we thank you for coming into the studio. Eagles second round pick, Eric Rowe, joins the Eagles.